Hello? Vietnam, hello. Ah, it's Guru Ravi. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Good. Oh, listen, would you ask Hargobind to maybe send you the copy of the undeliverable mail and then send it to me so I can see what's happening?
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you.
Good. And who else is here?
Tadanam.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I've had, like, big ups and big downs lately.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, me. Well, welcome anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah. And who else is here?
Sadnakar.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
It'll be so fun to see you all in February. Yeah, total.
We'll be driving. It'll be so fun.
Gosh, I am projecting you don't meet up with snow on the way.
Oh, my gosh. We'll bring our snowshoes.
Okay, ooh. Good. Good. And who else is here?
Harinder.
Hi, Harinder. Sanam. And who else?
Guru Atma.
Hi, Guru Atma.
Good morning.
Morning. And who else?
Rahmane and Tomas.
Hi, welcome. Welcome. And who else?
Satnam, this is Jadeep Kaur.
Jackie Kaur?
Jadeep,
welcome
yes.
here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. And to all out there that we don't know your names or people on the recording, welcome. So, let's go ahead and get started, okay? So, please sit straight. Long, deep breath. Palms together at the center of the chest. Long, deep breath. That is breathing very slowly from your belly. And now eyes at the third eye point, relaxing into your third eye. And we are going to do our Kundalini Yoga Tunian Mantra called Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. And we'll do it three times. Inhale to begin. And continue long, deep breath. relaxing in your long deep breath. And now begin heart breath. That is doing long deep breath, but on the exhale, feel as though the breath is coming out of the center of your chest, out of your heart center. And now, send that heart breath to everyone who's in this class or who will be listening to the recording. And if you were on the recording, then send it to all of us, please. And now, please send this beautiful heart breath, essential healing breath, to anybody that you know who could really use it. And then also out to everybody who could use it. Keep up the breath, please. Inhale and exhale. And welcome. There's a lot of shining brightness out there. And if you feel any dark spots in you, if you feel any low points, continue to send this heart breath through them. Okay? Good. Keep up now. Oh. Okay, so it appears as though Yogi Bhajan is with us. Okay. Okay, sir, what do you have to say? He says, good work. He says, you all are doing good work. He says, please keep up. He says, please do your sadhana, your early morning practice. As you know, he says, don't talk about my history, just say what I'm saying. Okay. Okay. He says, do your early morning sadhana every day. It is absolutely important. If you do not do your morning sadhana, he says, you will sink. You will not float. You will sink like a turd to the bottom of the toilet, he says. It's very important. He says it's beyond important. It's infinitely important that you do your sadhana. He says, I am depending on you to be leaders in this Aquarian age. If you do not do your sadhana, you cannot. He said, it's no longer a personal choice. It's no longer a personal choice to say whether, oh, I can do it, I cannot do it, oh, I'm messing up, oh, poor me. He's screaming it, actually. He says, it's no longer a personal choice. He says, all of you have opted for being teachers and leaders in this Aquarian age. All of you who are listening to this recording, and he's asking me to get this recording out on a broader basis as well. He says, all of you have opted for being teachers and leaders in this Aquarian age. God, okay, so he says, don't fuck yourself up. I don't talk like that. He says, yes, I talk like that. He says, you are to be responsible. You are to be responsible to yourself and the destiny that you have ordained. He says, there's nothing small about you. He says, so kick that smallness in the ass. He says, move it aside. Be who you are. He says, I don't want any more whimpering excuses. He says, there is no more time for whimpering excuses. There is no more time left. There is only infinity. You must be infinity. You must go to infinity. You must simply be in the presence of who you are. There is nothing less, nothing more. He says you have given more than your word for being leaders and teachers in this new time. He says the world has called out for you. He says, yes, of course these people have brandished irons against you in past lifetimes. They have ridiculed you. They have killed you. They have tortured you. They have burned you. They have maimed you. He says they have tortured your family members and taken all love and kindness from you. He says, but now this is a test of your worth. This is a test of your worth. You died at their hands, and now you have come back to lead them to their own infinite life. That is the way of the teacher. No matter how many times you get stomped on, hurt, killed, abused in every lifetime, he says, that is the way you build your strength. You forgive that because they know not what they do. You be who you are. You move forward and you be in your total essence and your total living essence of the word of what you call the God. You are the God. It's time for you to step into it. He says, I may seem impatient. He says, I've been impatient for centuries. He says, I have no more patience left. I cannot have patience. He says, you are my fledglings. You are my granite teachers. You are the ones who will move this planet forward. He says, you have been given the gift of life, and he's talking about the larger life. You have been given the teachings. You have been given the introduction to know who you are. He says, no more of this silliness. No more of this silliness of pretending that you don't know. You may not pretend anymore. You may not feel sorry for yourself anymore. You may not, he says, you may not let your hurt and your unconsciousness be your excuse anymore. He's giving you silence to sort of think about that. There are no more excuses. You have signed up. You whine for your destiny. Your destiny is here. Your destiny is here. You must be who you are. You must project your own soul, your own real self. Get to know that soul. He says, that's who you really are. And he says, I will not put up with anything less. You call yourself my students. He says, now you are to be my teachers. There is no longer any such thing as a student. He says, you are learning minute by minute, but a teacher learns minute by minute. You are to teach from that inevitable, that hardcore, he calls it your hardcore self, which enables your soul to move through you, your God self to move through you, which allows my prayers to move through you. Understand that you are the projection in the present of the golden chain of teachers. I will not let you off the hook. I will never let you off the hook. You have given your promise. He says, now, as far as those people who appear to be pulling the Dharma apart, he says, I'm going to tell you a secret. They are my work as well. They are my work because I need to pull out the dross, what doesn't work, from the Dharma, so that you all can know your preciousness, so that you can know your divinity, so that you can let go of your sorrows, your feeling beaten down, your feeling that you must be protected from an outside source. You have to let that go. That is your weakness. I will not abide by a weakness because it will crumple you, and I love you too much to allow that to crumple you. He says, we have a huge, huge job. He says, you will enjoy it. You will call it a fun job. It will be a big job. It is a big job. But now is the time for you to tune into it. He says, and I'm going to ask this girl to do another Tratikam course where you understand and you realize what your destiny is. No more of this fooling around. No more. You think you still have centuries left? Forget it. It's here. It is here. You may think, well, you know, I still have enough to eat. Most of us still have our houses. He says, it's here. It's here. Whether you feel it or not, it is here. The time of change is here. He says, and I will teach you what to teach your fellow beings. He says, you already know the path of Kundalini Yoga. He says, become solid in it. Know it. If you have not taken teacher training, endeavor to take teacher training. He says, in that course, you will go through transformation and transition to become who you are. And that is the joy, the gift that you give to your students. He says, do you understand? Are you ready to understand that unequivocally, that you are the teachers, that you are the bringers? He says, other people call you light workers. He says, that's a fancy name for a teacher. A teacher holds the space. A teacher knows who you are. This is the blessing, and keep up with the blessing. Now breathe, please. Long and deep. He says, every one of you has a very unique gift in your teaching ability. Do you understand you are very unique in each of your own teaching ability? And that uniqueness will come through more and more as you allow yourself to be guided by who you really are, who your soul is, who the God, the personality of the God that is flowing through you. He says, do you understand what a joy it is to be united in that, to have the total marriage of the God and the God on earth? There's nothing greater. There's nothing greater. It's totally solid. He says, you are the warrior, and you are the kind and loving mother. You are both in one. You hold the presence. You hold the presence of the God Self. And you help to, your presence helps to formulate the God Self in others. That vibratory rate, that mold, that matrix. He says, please do that now. That is long, deep breath. Sinking into the presence of your own soul. Sinking into the knowledge of who you are. He says there's a resonance. He says it's like the feeling of hearing a bell chime. Powerful bell. Feel it pulsating through you. says, you are, you are. He says, you know, I am, I am. He says, yes, you are, you are. He says, now, he says, be in my presence, be in my knowledge. He says, and now I'm going to put a very special message in each one of your hearts. He says, receive it. Receive it, and when you have it, please write it down. Listen and write it down. And now he says, I want you to share your messages. I want you to share your messages because they are meant not only for you, but for everyone who listens to this. He says, stand up and be a teacher now. So he says, who's first?
It again?
Yes, dear.
This is Gooder V.
Yes.
And I heard consolidate and shore up your armor.
Wonderful. What does that mean to you?
The consolidate felt like the energies that have felt really tangled,
mm-hmm.
and almost too intense at times,
mm-hmm.
to begin to consolidate that inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shore up your armor, I've been getting that message a lot from Yogi Bhajan over the past 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it went along with you're fighting the good fight. This is the armor of love. Wear it on your heart center. So I felt like it was, like the message was, not reiterating, but in a more powerful way today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, let me ask you a question. When you say consolidate the energies, what do you do with them when you consolidate them?
How I've been doing it is
through In the message, once you consolidate these energies that have been very intense for you, how do you work with them? What do you do?
I'm not sure I'm understanding that.
Oh, well, maybe I'm not quite understanding you. Once you consolidate these energies, are they fears? Are they what?
It's a confusion.
It's a confusion, and once you consolidate mm-hmm. the confusion, then what happens?
Oh, then there's a clarity.
Good.
With that consolidation.
Good. Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
He says you are a very fine lawyer.
Oh, thank you, Yogi G.
Yes. Okay, now, which teacher is next?
Suzanne.
Yes, Suzanne.
Hi.
Hi.
I believe I heard the gift is in my hands.
Gifted in your hands.
The gift is in my hands, and I think that's how I will show love.
Wonderful. Your hands show love?
I'm an artist, so I saw an image of the hand, and then I heard the gift is in the hands. That's where I take it. Maybe it's in clay or painting or helping people express themselves.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, once you create something, does that vibration then radiate like a beacon from your artwork?
I believe so. The process when I'm making it, I feel way beyond myself. Like, I know it comes from another source.
Right. And then when people come to enjoy your work, do they also... Does your work act like a beacon to so that they can feel that healing energy, that expansive energy?
I had to lose my ego on that. I had to hear that, accept it, like receiving a compliment.
Wonderful.
I had to, work through that shyness almost. So it's beyond that. It is to share.
Right, and it is confirmation that they are receiving what they need to receive, sourced from your own soul. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you, dear.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, next teacher?
Jadeep Kaur.
Jadeep Kaur? Yes, dear.
I got be the light, be honorable, be loving and kind.
Fabulous, fabulous. Can you feel that in your own self? How that is to play out?
I feel like I'm working up to it.
Okay, good. He says step into it. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Good. And you're in Gudermeer's class tonight?
Yes, I am, and I'm very excited for it.
Good, good. We'll meet you there.
Okay.
Next teacher.
Okay, Harkar.
Yes.
I got open your heart and trust. And the image of a bridge, building a bridge from my heart out.
Fabulous. And that's how you connect with, as the teacher, yes?
Yeah.
Wonderful, dear. Good. Thank you. Next teacher.
Sadhnakar.
Sadhnakar, yes.
I heard exactly what he said. It was stand up.
Stand up. And what does that mean?
That means for me to be who I am and to be visible.
And who are you?
I am an immense help for all to see, and for all to see the light. And I saw myself with like millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
I live alone. I mean, I live kind of, I don't live alone, but not many people around me, but I saw myself in groups, large groups of people standing up so they could see me.
Wonderful. Perfect. And you feel solid in that?
Yes, yes.
Good, good. He says, I will be there. Okay. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Next teacher.
This is Guratma.
Yes, dear.
He said you are qualified and that to cut the anchor that I'm tied to of not believing this, like underwater bubbles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And part of doing this is to help others feel their worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
And to include them.
Fabulous. How do you feel about this?
It's good.
Okay. It's good. You are ready to just move into knowing and being, yes? No more doubting?
Right.
That didn't sound real confident, Guruatma. Say it again.
I believe. No, it's good.
Okay. Come from your heart. Come from your navel and say it again. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Next teacher.
Sadhanam.
Okay. So we'll do Sadhanam and then we will do Harimandir.
I heard with gentleness and kindness melt the heart of humanity. And then there was a pause, and there's like this, wake up and teach more.
Whoa, okay, so you got your marching orders.
Yeah.
I was at Tantra on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I wandered away, and I went in, and I found myself in this little space, an art room,
mm-hmm.
And as soon as I walked in, you could feel the energy, and there was this big, huge painting on the wall, and it was kind of chaotic, but in the middle of it, there's huge words, was just, "Wake up!" And so I've been getting that. It's not like, "Wake up," it's like, "Wake up!"
Fabulous, fabulous. Good. Okay, thank you. Honey Munder.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything, but as I was holding my hands out, I felt manipulation of my heart. I felt the physical, that he was working on it, he was doing things to it, preparing me for going forward. So I understood that
mm-hmm.
something had happened.
Wonderful. And you can rely on your heart, yes?
Yes.
Wonderful. Good. Thank you so much. Okay, next teacher.
This is Rahmane.
Yes, dear.
What I heard was forgive the past.
Wait a minute. We can't hear you very well.
Oh, forgive the past.
Forgive the past.
Yes.
Good. Are you up for it?
Yes.
All right. Can you feel the strength it will bring you when you forgive the past?
Yes.
No. Wonderful. He says you're a very divine teacher. Yes, and when you chop the past, when you forgive it, he says then you can flow into the monumentality of your teacherhood. He says, thank you so much, my dear. Next teacher. Adiender? Adiender, are you here?
Need to call
Toma.
Who is this?
Tomas.
Oh, Tomas. Yes, dear.
I heard, so show your face in delight. Everything will be all right.
Oh, man, that is so wonderful. God bless you, dear. That's a big one, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Good. He says, thank you so much for your divinity, dear. He has really depended on your divinity. He says, you were blessed. And he says, I hold no grudges to anybody. I love you all. You have followed your path faithfully. Okay?
Nor do I hold any grudges.
Wonderful. That's such a purity and such a love. Thank you so much.
Much love.
Okay, next teacher.
Ranjit.
Ranjit, yes, dear.
I got BU.
Wow. And what does that mean?
Oh, well, there's a lot of things going on in my personal life and kind of challenging me to not be myself, to not give the love that I have inside and to not show it. And
mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel comfortable to me. And so
mm-hmm.
I need to share the love and what I have inside with whomever I need to share it with, and I have to be me. I don't. It doesn't matter what other people feel or think. I need to show what I have.
Exactly. And he says, this is the courage of the new age.
Yes.
This is the courage and the warriorship of the new age. No longer can you hide because people will threaten to kill you and maim you.
Even if it makes them uncomfortable, right?
Absolutely. Even
mm-hmm.
if it makes them uncomfortable to the point that they will come at you with sharp knives. He says, those ages are over. He says, you must now, in your hearts, in your energy, band together to project, to be truthfully and honestly who you are.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yes, dear, you are. That's exactly right.
Thank you.
Next teacher.
Samrit?
Yes, Samrit.
I was told let go and let God, and that I am a master, and that many people come and draw their strength from me.
Yes, and you know that?
For everything I go through, yeah, I have pretty good indications of that. I do.
He says, but do you know why you go through all those things? He says, you do. He says, please tell us why you in your essence have opted to go through all of this.
You know.
I don't know why. I don't know.
He says, because you are developing and projecting extraordinary strength, awareness, kindness, love, presence that could never be developed in any other way. He says your path is huge. Your path is huge. And he says just as when you create steel, how you heat it, then beat it, then heat it, and beat it, that's what's happening now. He says, but because your path is so deep and so huge, you have opted in your bravery, in your courage, to take this on. And he's bowing to you.
Thank you. When it is put like that, I do understand that. I did know that then. I just didn't know I knew it that way.
Please write it down so you don't forget.
I won't forget that. I live it every day. I won't forget it.
Okay, good. Next teacher. He says, step forward, please.
Sodom, please.
Speak a little louder, dear.
Sodom, Preet.
Sodom, Preet. Welcome, dear.
Thank you. Love is the way.
Love is the way. Can you feel that in your own life?
Yeah, I can feel it slowing down, you know, slowing down and being sure that I'm maintaining that vibration of love at all times.
He says, use this heart breath, he says.
Okay,
to allow that to project. And he says there's truth in that. That is a Sat Nam. He says, stay with that. Know with that. Have the courage of it. This is not something just sweet. He says, this is the full-fledged warrior. He says, that's who you are. He says, be comfortable in that role, the warrior of the heart.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Yes.
Now, can any other teacher step forward?
Harinder?
Yes, Harinder.
I'm not sure, but I think I heard keep going.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to you?
Oh, I'm very, very busy with keep going, you know? That's all
you
I'm
doing.
I said I'm very, very busy with keep going.
Very, very busy?
Yeah, that's all I'm doing is keep going.
Okay. Now, keep going at what level?
I guess my work, my sadhana, my, you know, and so my whole, that's what I felt, you know, like just keep going.
Okay, good. So
friend.
He says, be sure that you keep going from your strength. He says, do navel projection exercises. Okay? Nabi Kriya and so on?
Yep.
Okay, to keep yourself strong and to move forward. Okay? He says, you're doing very well. You may think you're isolated, he says, but I'm with you at every second.
Thank you.
Yeah. He says, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, any other teachers here to step forward?
Siri Savick.
Oh, hi, dear. Yes.
So, I didn't hear anything, but I'll take my message now if he wants to give me one.
Okay, he says, you are the kindest, loving heart. He says, you have to give us feedback after this. He says, you are the kindest, loving heart. There are times when you don't believe that. Times when you sink into the despair of what this life is all about and what you are doing here. He says, never blink. You are here as a solid and faithful member. You are here as a very extraordinary, expansive light. He says, do you understand me? Siri Saving?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He says, never for a moment flinch. Know who you are, and all of those other doubts, misperceptions, they are all lies. He says, drop them now. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand that message?
I understand it.
Okay, good. He says he did that. He wanted it said out loud so that everybody could understand that message. He says we all have this. He says, and all of us must hold fast to that message. So he says, thank you for your courage. Any other teacher to step forward?
Satnam, this is James from New Jersey.
I can't hear you, dear.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is James from New Jersey?
Yes.
I didn't hear any message. I appreciate if you use a message for me. That will be great. I didn't hear any message.
Okay. He's saying he's providing you with a kindness. He's providing you with a kindness of heart. He says he appreciates your kindness of heart. He says, but do not hold back. Your kindness sometimes makes you hold you back to not interact with people, not to profess this kindness that moves through your heart, that makes you feel sad when others don't understand it. Is that true?
Yep.
He says you have the ability to go deep into meditation. He says, please go deep into meditation and find the strength of your heart so that it may flow forward. He says, I am depending upon you as yet another warrior of the heart to allow that kindness, that love. He says, experience it as a vibrational experience. Know that in yourself, and then that will permeate your life, the perfume of your life. Do you read spiritual poetry?
No.
Hello?
Yeah, no, actually.
He says, for instance, you might try reading Hafiz. And, of course, the Siddhi Guru Granth Sahib. He says you will find much consolation and realization.
Okay.
He says know that strength of love that's in yourself and forget about anybody else's opinion. Or their lack thereof. Know who you are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Any other warrior to step forward? Any other teacher to step forward? He says, God bless you all. He says, I have you all in my heart. And don't forget, I am with you at every moment. Rely on me. We will go forward. And accept yourself and your destiny of who you are. No more time to waddle in those old self-doubts. He says, they don't work anymore. Know who you are. Okay, so God bless you all and thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
He says, love you. Love you with all great kindness and expansion of heart. Okay, he says you have learned very well. So now, please palms together. Long deep breath. And Kehar, would you lead us?
Everybody, inhale.
May the light shine upon you, all the stars around you, and all your light within you, guide your way on,
To the infinity that is you, that you know that you are opening up to, and be it. The pure elevation of silence that is all, and that is the love quality that flows through the universe. And he's being grateful for you to step into that, know it positively, let go of doubts, and be who you are. God bless you all. Talk to you next week.
I thought so.